the Gimel Vayikalu Moshe Be'al Aron Vayomru Aleim Rav Lechem Kichol Eda Kulam Kedoshim Masochem Hashem Meduat Hisnasu Akal Hashem. So everyone's Kedosh. So what's the shot? This double the horror we're going to talk about today is what's the horror? The double Loshon Kichol Eda Kulam Kedoshim. What's just because it said Kichol Eda Kedoshim. So Maral Diskin says of shot. Says first piece here. Tzarech Lomar Mazay Loshon Kol Kulam Pirsha Bein Zalkach. Maral Diskin says like this. Kichol Eda Kulam He called Eda Kulam Kedoshim Perisha Kol Eda Ve'Eda Meisrael Hainu Asara. Kol Eda the Hainu Kol Asara Heim Kedoshim Shlo Timsa Asara She'enim Kedoshim Uvisocham Hashem Shiroi Shetish Roshkanos Uvisocham Kevin Shem Asar Tadeika. So Ki Kol Ha'Eda means every 10 is Kulam Kedoshim. All 10s are Kadosh. Okay, but it's interesting to point out that I don't know who the parentheses is, because this is all the Talmidim writing the Maral Diskin's Torah, but in Parshas Devarim he's talking about, because there Rashi there in the beginning of Dvorim mentions about Onesh HaKorach. So here you have in parentheses here in the beginning of Dvorim, Maral Diskin says, "Valo Korach v'adaso ta'anim ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim shekulam shamu b'sinai anochi yishma lakecha," like Rashi brings in this pasuk. And he says in parentheses here, "Diyukuhu minichtiv ki kol ha'eda kulam v'hainu shalo nem marugo kekulo kimoshi pirish hataz tof kof beiz gabi moloch al kolom kul." So, Maral Diskin's Ram is to Upshat, the other Achronim say, that there's a Taz. If you just, since there's a Klal of Rubo Kekulo, so you might think if you only say the Lashon of Kol once, you would think that it's referring to Rov. So, if Korach would have said Kol Ha'eda Kedoshim, then you would have thought that maybe he's saying Rov of the Kal is Kadosh. Because that's what the Taz says, that Kol by itself implies Rov, but the double Lashon of Kol Kulo is coming to say, don't think it's just Rov. Kol Kulo is mamish every single yachid. That's Maral Diskin's kavana with Kol Eda Kulam Kedoshim. So Ash like Ostira, if I don't know who the parentheses are, but if in Dvarim he brings the pshat, or whoever it is, so he could have said the pshat here also. Other Achronim say it as well. Let's see the Taz inside. Taz is an Orachaim Tovkuf Pei Beis. So here in Sifkatan Gimel, in the second line, it says Odin. Od Kosov, so this is the Levush, Taz brings the Levush, She'ein Lomar Meloch Al Kol Ulam Kulo. When it comes to Lashon of Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, you should not say a Lashon that we say of Meloch Al Kol Ulam Kulo Bechvodecha, Shehu Kefil. So it's a double Lashon, so you shouldn't say Lashon Kefil. V'chol Asvarim Yeshkein, the Taz says, and all the Asvarim has this Lashon of Meloch Al Kol Ulam Kulo. V'nirli Liyashe, what's the Pshat that has double Lashon? D'matzinu Harbeis Pa'amim Ruvul Kekulo. So if it only would have said Meloch al Kol Olam, you would think it means Rubo Kekulo. So here it says Meloch al Kol Olam Kulo to say that Kosh Baruch Hu is Molech al Kol Olam Kulo. V'yesh Raya Lazel Li'el, and Tasset is a Raya for this earlier on. Achlokas Achronim, what he's referring to, he talked about this in Simon Shin Pei earlier, and some say means Le'el means by, some say Le'el means earlier in Tefillah of, earlier in Tefillah, besides for Kikola Risha Kulo Kashan Techle. So also there to get rid of all the Rishas. So the Yavitz in Moroktsia, also in Tovkuf Pei Beis, here in the top here. Okay. Kaza Bataz, Liashiv Kefila Lashon, Shibin Nusach, Moloch Akola Olam Kulo, Dovar Hashem Befiv Emes. The Taz is correct. Hu Dovar Pasha Matsu Larov Gambi Mikro. You find this in the Psukim, Kimo Kol Eila Kulam Kedoshim. The Yavitz brings the Pshat in this Pasuk of double Lashon to say Kol Mamish. Vizuloso, which comes with Yad Shmai Begos at Tefillah, and he writes about this in Tefillah, in his Siddur, Vechem Atzinu Barbe Mekomos, Mishnah, Chamo, Od Benusach, Tefillah, Rosh Hashanah, Kol Arish Akulo, Vechalila Lahagia Melev, you shouldn't be Magia to take out Kol Olam Kulo Bechodecha, Kimo Shalla Alev Ikesh, Hishamer Menu Pentinakesh, which we'll see in a second, Rikki Yosef says, Chas V'Shalom, that the Yavitz is saying that the Levush is a magia derech lev ikesh, but he's referring to Zalman Henna, who made changes in tefillah, just kilachayat. So that's what we have in front of us. We have the Taz that says the klal of kol could mean rubo kekulo, and you say kol kulo to mean kol mamish. So there are rayas for this, against this, throughout Shas, Rishonim, Psukim, everywhere. And you'll find Raya's Lakan or Lakan. And someone said that, as a son of Sefer that says, to do justice to this, you need to make a Chibur Miyuchad just on this topic, because it comes up everywhere. And these are a few of the makoros that I've come across the last few years that are either rayas for or against in the Mefarshim. And if you come across through your own learning, you know, through rayas for or against the taz, you should definitely keep in mind the rayas and be ma'asef kol machanos, all the rayas. So I would say the main sugya that comes up is in Hor Yoskim Omu Beis. So the first line here is Amar B'Yochanan, Me'ya She'yoshu L'horos, Ein Chayavin Adji Yeru Kulon. Even though Bezen can be, at most you find Shivim Ve'achas, but if you have 100, that's it. So that which if they make a mistake and they bring a parhelam dover shal tzibur, if they're matar chaylev, so that which needs all of them to paskin incorrectly to say chaylev is mutar, if meya yoshvu lahoros, riachon holds you need all 100 to make that mistake. Shenemar v'im kol adas yisrael yishko ad she yishko kulon. So that's the lashon of v'im kol adas yisrael. So everyone needs to make the shkaga ad she tifshot hara v'kol adas yisrael. So Rav Yochanan darshan to the pasuk kol adas, that you need everyone mamish, and there are those that bring from this Rav Yochanan that you see not like the taz, because lefi the taz that kol could be more on rov. How is Rav Yochanan able to say kol adas is mashma kulo mamish? So some bring from here that you see not like the taz, but the Gemara goes on. Omer Rav Huna breeder of breeder of Hoshaya hachanami mistaver, makes sense that all 100 need to paskin incorrectly. The bechol Torah kulo kaimelon rubu kakulo v'hochaksiv kol ha'eda kol ha'eda. Usually with a klal of rubuk kulo, meaning if the pasuk wouldn't have said anything, you would have thought that you need rov to make a mistake. Here the Torah says v'im kol adas yisrael. So here it says kol adas yisrael hol v'kach afilu hein meya. It doesn't mean rov; it means kol. So you see here now like taz, that without saying any lashon of the pasuk, the stam dover would be that you need rov. Now that it says kol adas yisrael, it means that you need kol mamish. However, you look later in the sugya. About where it says Musaf of Misharshia, it's about 10 lines from the bottom. What we have here, Musaf of Misharshia, some chura will say no divrei b'shem gamliel v'al divrei b'elzer bratzaluk shayomrim ein gozing zera al tzibur el imkain rov tzibur yichol lamuba. Famous Gemara, you don't think zera and tzibur unless rov hab tzibur yichol lamuba. V'yomer of alav rabba ma'ikra, what's the pasuk that tells us that you need rov the tzibur to be omed to be omed in gzera to make the gzera? V'meiratem ne'arim v'osia atem kovim hagoy kulo. So that's the drasha. The hachadichtiv hagoy kulo. The lashon of the pasuk is hagoy kulo, that the entire goy, the entire nation, needs to stand up and needs to be able to keep the gzera. And we apply rubuk kulo. It's not that you need everyone in the tzibur to be able to handle the gzera for the gzera to stand. It's en gozing gzera. And can rov a tzibur chol lamabah. And that's darshan because you need goy kulo. So you see, lashon of kol is rubuk kulo, and that's tiyufta jiriyachlan tiyufta. So the same way that here the pasuk kol implies rov, so how can Rav Yochanan darshan kol adas yisrael that you need ad sheyishko kulon, that kol should need 100 mamish, lechora, min astam you would say you don't need rov, kamash melon kol adas yisrael means that you need rov, so how does Rav Yochanan see from this pasuk that you need meya, tiyufta, Rav Yochanan tiyufta? So lechora, if anything, this sugya sounds like it's having maso matam with the divrei with the yisod of the taz. And the maskana that we say the pasuk of kol implies only rov, that would be like the taz. Following? Okay. But derech remez, and we said before that Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua brought a raya to Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan was isosiv. He says kol needs meya mamish, but he was isosiv, and he says achma mistaver duachol torah kulo kamal ruach kulo. So but derech tzachas. It's interesting. Kaimalon b'chol Torah kulo, rubu kakulo. You see in the words kol Torah kulo, the klal of the taz that we're saying. Of if we would have said kol Torah, it would be rov. But kaimalon b'chol Torah, huh? That is kol Torah kulo. We hold everywhere rubu kakulo. You know, you say about someone like Achan Kineski, he knows kol Torah kulo. It's not stam. It's kol Torah kulo. He knows mamish. Everything but you. Now, the way we're masbir at the Masa Matan Gemara, it's mamish the wrong place for the remez to belong, because we're saying here Rav Yochanan and the Rufuna Bridge of Hoshaya, they're not going in the taz. They hold you need meya mamish because the one lashon kol is mashma achi yishko kulon. So if anything, you would have wanted the remez to be later on, but it's a the Rem is not, I think, of the Lashon of Kaimelon. The Kol Torah Kulo, Kaimelon, Ruvach Kulo, you see in the words Kol Torah Kulo, you see the concept of Ruvach Kulo, and the so the Taz that you need Kol Kulo to be, the Kol Kulo tells you Kulo Mamish. Now, here on the page, and Rikki Yosef in Tovkuf Pei Beis, he has a Rikos, it's Sivvov in Tovkuf Pei Beis, Rikki Yosef has a Rikos to on this Taz. So the first few paragraphs, he's donning the Gemara in Hor Yosef. He first says, oh, you have a Raya, not like a Taz, from Rav Yochanan, from the beginning of the Gemara in Hor Yosef. Then he says, but Lamaskana, Rav Yochanan was Isosef, and you see, like the Taz, that it says Kol, and it means Ruvach Kulo. So that's the first few paragraphs. Then in the Dibur Maschil, V'yachazman, on the bottom of the first column, V'yachazman Rav Nitva Sefer Mata Yehuda, and he brought the Taz, and then he says in the fourth line, Mikol Mokom Yesh L'chalek, the Lashon Torah Habad L'Lamdenu Din, Necha De'Yisparish Tevas Kol Al Rov Kekula, Al Rov De'Rov Kekula. When it comes to Lashon Torah, like the Gemara in Horios, of where we're darshaning Psukim, there you can say, like the Maskana there, that it says Kol once, and Kol is more on Rov. The ask on the Taz, well, but what's the Raya for Tefila? But Tefila, Tu Derech Bakasha, Pshita De'Pirish Kol, Hu Kol Mamish. There, if it says kol noshon tefila, one kol means kol mamish. Di lav kain, b'makom shelo nomar kol beis ha'amim. Many times it doesn't say kol twice. Kegon v'ayah Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz. Mi name of the sagi b'rov? It's really Hashem only molech on rov? V'akrom esayim yi Hashem echo, the mashmer she'en shum beria, be'olam she'yotzuchos mimem shalasu yisbarach v'yisala. Everyone's included. V'nim sa de'ikar hu k'divri ha'levush. So really, when it comes to derech tefila, maybe kol one time would mean kulo mamish, and that would be like the levush, not like the taz. So then, in the next paragraph, at the top of the second column, Berki Yosef is cholik for a variety of reasons, and this will be the first hasaga. May de mechalik haravzal, bein loshen Torah, loshen tefila. That maybe you only say the yisoh when it comes to loshen Torah, but when it comes to loshen tefila, kol means kol mamish. Adarabba, ashachan de loshen tefila tzarech shimivur yoser kanoda. If you need something to be clearer, according to his pshat, that in loshen Torah it's kol kulo is mashma kulo mamish, and in loshen tefila. Kol one time is means kol, then that means that the Torah needed to be mefarish yoser kol kulo tell you kol mamish, but in tefila stam one time kol should be enough. Other rabba, when it comes to tefila, we need things to be spoken out 100% clear. So the only thing that you still the taz makes more sense by tefila that you need to say meloch al kol olam kulo bechvodecha, and he asks more kashas on him there as well. Then in the next paragraph he brings the moral ktsia. And he asked, like I said before, how could you possibly say about the Levush? How could you say about the Levush? Yavi said about the Levush that he's Levi Ikesh, he meant about Zaman Henna, who was Goris. Then the last paragraph, Mikomokom Ashachan. So then he has a Pasha Ha'or on the Taz. Mikomokom Ashachan, Baloshan Braisa, Reish Perik Beis, the Beitza, Tan Rabbanon. Maisa Berliezer, Shayoshi, Vidorish, Kol Yom Kulo, Mihilchos Yantov. So he was Dorish Kolim Kulos, Mashma Revalzer, Lefi the Yisod Vataz, must be that he was learning all day long. Visham Mavur, Besofa Bryce, Liktani, Bishas Pati Rosan, Amalem, Lechu Ochlu, Lechu Echlu, whatever that says, it's not coming in well here. Bishasu Mamtakim, Almahaya, Shahus Biom Lasso Suda. So wasn't learning all day. There also was time for Suda. Vim Kane, how read the Gomer Kol Yom Kulo? So even if he the Taz that you have Kol Kulo, so everyone agrees that it means Kol Mamish, Afilu Hachi, Eno Mamish, Ela Ruka Kulo. It only means Rove. So Yesh Lomar, Hagin Miyashiv, the Hulishna Bialma, Derech Hafloga. It says Kol, he was Yoshiv Adurish Kol Yom Kulo, the only Loshan Hafloga. It's only an exaggeration. The Huloshan Harogel Bashas Tuva comes up all the time. Umehem, and some of the times is Perikam the Shabbos. Yoshiv Adon Kol Yom Kulo. To sit in Dan by Moshe Rabbeinu, sitting to Dan all day, mamish. V'kama duchti ka'amrin kol Torah kulo, kol parsha kulo, v'chayotze b'zeh. And it can't possibly mean kol mamish. So the Birkei Yosef is not asking on the Taz, he's just saying that you can't, Adrav, he's b'miyashiv, you can't ask on the Taz that there are times that says kol kulo and doesn't mean kol mamish. There are times where kol kulo means Lashon Torah and Lashon Tefillah means kulo mamish, but in Shas, if you find a Lashon of kol Torah kulo, kol parsha kulo, it's just Lashon Taflaga, and it doesn't mean kulo mamish. There's an amazing Kli Chemda here. There's an amazing Kli Chemda, the third page. This is in Parshas Kitese. It says B'li Chemda, but really is with Chemda. Oh, yeah, typo. So he's
talking. Do you think it's typo?
Huh?
It's not, like, purpose?
I put... what, Bli Chemda? It's Kli Chemda. No. So he's talking about chiluk between Be'om L'Chavero and Be'om L'Makom. And he has different chilukim. And the bottom, there's a little underline, it says Amnam. He really wants to say that Be'om L'Chavero and Be'om L'Makom is all one. And this is a very important Kli Chemda. It's an Amud Reish Chav Ches in the classic edition. Amnam L'Neis Daiti, Kishin Ne'ayin Be'omek, Be'esoli HaTorah VeHamitzvos, Ein Lanu Lasos Chilukim Me'atzmenu Bazeh. That say mitzvah srichas kavana only applies by be'am l'chaver, not be'am l'makom, things like that. The lo neda hagedorim, we don't know. The tachlis hamitzvahs ezu hun be'am l'makom, ezu be'am l'chaveru. The loshen hashas gittin dafnun tesmu beis. Kol haTorah kulo nami b'bnei darchei shalom hu. All the Torahs b'nei darchei shalom. Dichtiv darchei darchei nevach v'chol nesiv v'seh shalom. V'yiduin divrei hataz dehechet dichtiv kol kulo osi lo horos dechol mamish v'lo rubo kekulo. So he says that's Pshat Nigmar in Gittin. Kol Torah kulam neidar cheshalom. Whether it be beim lachaver, whether it be beim lamokum, it's all neidar cheshalom. It's interesting though. The pasuk is darachad darachanam v'chol nesiv v'shalom. Only says the word kol once in the pasuk. But we're saying here, the Gemara is darshening kol Torah kulam that mamish beim lachaver beim lamokum. They're all mishum darachad darachanam. And the Chli Chemda brings the taz. The chen hu berambam sof hilchos Chanukah that he writes near the tachlis kol Torah b'mitzvos latzarif behen es habrios v'lasos l'chatifa achas. The whole point of these halachos like hichol shchita is for be'elam lechaveru. U'maskim lezeh divri b'kiva shomer hatorecha kamocho zeh klal gadol b'torah v'idach perusha hu zil gomor shenirish shekol mitzvah shebatorah heim rak be'er lavo ayidei zeh lemitzvos v'hatorecha kamocho. All the be'elam lemakoms are to get to v'hatorecha kamocho. And the opposite is true as well. Mitzvah shel ben olam lechaveru shenichlolos b'mitzvahs leches bedrachov. The olam lechaverus are included in mitzvahs leches bedrachov. Lo davka bo shedarshu chazal mahu rachu mafatarachu mahu chanu mafatachanu. Lo davka bo chiyev shel olam shedalek b'shchina el chomeis b'dil tamochacham. Her mivur the kol mitzvah shel ben olam lechaveru who could they love or they idalek b'kosh baruchu. The reason you have to be chanu, the reason to be kover mesim, and you have to do nicham avelim. All of that is to be. To be mekayim aleches bedrachov, and all of the inyonim of be'am l'makom is to get after chakamocha. So he says, "Vayter shem near mizet the kol mitzvah be'am l'makom shem l'chaveru hakol holchen al tachlis echad lehisachid yachad sheikoyishol echad u'meili yachdu lios dvukin be'akash baruchu v'yakuch brichu v'raisa v'yisrael chad u'drushim biyarti v'chule." So once again, kol Torah kulo, everything mamish is bechad rachad darchei noam. Be'am l'chaveru has the element of l'leches bedrachov. Be'am l'makom has all tachlis of yahavtorech. Be'am l'makom has all tachlis of yahavtorech l'kamocha. There's a few interesting remuzim. There's remuzim all across the place, but a few interesting remuzim from Gemaras, from Sukkim. We had Ksuvas Daf Gimel. Earlier this year, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak lo shonu elam tikanas Ezra ve'elach she'im bati dinim kvuam el b'shinim v'chamishti. Aval kolam tikanas Ezra shebati dinim kvuam b'chol yom isha niseis b'chol yom kolam tikanas Ezra. So the Gemara asks, kolam tikanas Ezra ma'ad ha'ave. Who cares that was kvuam b'chol yom? Hachi gamar ika bati dinim de kvuam ha'idna ke kolam tikanas Ezra isha niseis b'chol yom. If you have bati dinim kvuam today, that's every day. So isha niseis b'chol yom. B'chol yom on Shabbos. Tosos asks on erev Shabbos. Yom Rishon's not Pasha because of Shemishcha Ben Ov. So Bechol, Lefi the Taz, Rubu Kekulo, Ishin Nisis Bechol Yom. Definitely 4 days of the week, maybe 5 days of the week. Ishin Nisis Bechol Yom. Another Rem is Ke'enza.
That would include Shabbat.
What?
That's like the opposite of your normal Rubu Kekulo.
Yeah.
What? The other way.
It says Kul, doesn't mean Kul.
No, it means zero.
Yeah.
That's Kul or Kerub.
That's because the same.
It's right.
No,
it's
just, it means Kfi the Kfala, Rubu Kekulo. That's the reason the Gemara says Kul. Whenever the Torah, whenever Tefillah, Lashon Kol, doesn't mean Rov or not. That's the Kasha. So here also, it says Kol. It doesn't have to mean Kol Mamish. The Rem is Ke'enze. Look in to the left of that Rashi Parshas Noso. It says Biyom Kolos Moshe LaHakim. So famous Rashi. V'lo nomer Biyom Hakim Melamich Hakol Shivas Me'Melu Me'Moshe Ma'Mido Umefarko Uve'Oso Ayom Hamido V'lo Perku Kach Nemer Biyom Kolos Moshe. He put up and put down. He put up and put down every day until finally Yom Shvi. Was the final day where he was mamid Mishkan. So how could it be? Every day Mamish, he did Binyan Vestira on Shabbos? No. So, I mean, this Pshat's going a step further. It's not in Torah, it's not in Tefillah, it's not even in Gemara, it's in Rashi. Or it's in the Medrash. Biyom calls Moshe that, the lashon of the medrash of Mlamid Shekol Shivas Mei Hamiluim Haya Moshe Mamid Mafarko is Lav Dafka Kol Shivas Mei Miluim Lefi Lekal Berubo Kakulo will come out that it was Rove the days he was Mamid Mafarko. Look down Parshas Va'era Perek Zayin. So Pasuk Chav Vayasu Chay Moshe VeAaron Kasher Tiva Hashem VaYaram B'Mate VaYachas Amayim Mashir BaYor LeParo Nei Avoda VaYachu Kol Amayim Mashir BaYor LeDam. So in Pasuk. So the Chartum Mitzrayim did the same thing. So Mefarshim asked the Kasha, how could they have done the same thing to turn Mayim into Dam? If Moshe turned all of the Mayim into Dam, there was no Mayim left to turn into Dam. So the Chizkuni says that Miyad after the Nais, it turned right back to Mayim, so then the Chartum Mitzrayim did the Nais then. Or some say that they dug in and they found water under the ground, and that's where they did the nace. But there's also a pshat that it's only rove. The lashon of the pasuk is vayehafchu kol hamayim asher bayor ladam. They turned it all into dam. So if you say like the Taz, there's makom to miyashdei the kasha that they only turned rove of the mayim into dam. And there still was mayim left over for the chartumi mitzrayim. To do their to turn the water into dam. There's the think of Remez Noah in Hakdama of the Rambam. Hakdama of the Rambam Tiyad Chazaka. He has lashon here at the end of the first line. Kol Torah Kasva Moshe Rabbeinu Kodem Shiyamos Bekesav Yado V'chulei. So Moshe wrote the whole Torah. So if Chaim Kanievsky here, and he has a perush on Hakdama of the Rambam Tiyad Chazaka, so he asks. It's Machlokas and Mavabas, the end of the first parak. What happened? Right? It says that Moshe died. So the last eight psukim. So one shot is Yeshua Kosvam. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says Moshe with his bedema wrote it. But we pass on. It rings here. It's clear we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda that Yeshua wrote the rest of the Torah. So how could? So yes, he leaves by Pesarachin. How could the Rambam write Kol Torah Kosvam Moshe Rabbeinu Kodem Shiyamos? He should have said, "Kol Torah Chutz Mishmon Lepsukim, Kasam Moshe Rabbeinu." Why is it Mashmon the Rambam's passing Rabbi Shimon? They wrote a bit down. But Lefi the Taz, if the Rambam meant Kol Torah Kasva, he only meant Rove the Torah Chutz Mishmon Lepsukim. They really is passing Rabbi Yehuda that Yeshua wrote the last few Psukim, and Kol Torah Kasva is except for the last few Psukim, like the call of the Taz. Another Rem is Noah. This is more. Gemara Yuma and Mishnah and Kiddushin, famous Gemara, Avram Avinu Kaim Kol Torah Kula, Shnemar Ekev Asher Shem Avram Bekoli. Different Rishonim talk about where's the remez that Avram was Mekaim Kol Torah Kula from Ekev Asher Shem Avram Bekoli. A lot of different Pshatim. There's one remez is Baal Turim says by the Aseres Adibras that there are 172 psukim, 172 words in the Aseres Adibras. Remez to lashon of Gemara of Ekev Kuf Ayin Beis Ayin Kuf Beis Ekev Ekev Asher Sham Avram Bekoli that Avram kept Kol Torah Kula lashon of Ekev that there's in the sense there was 172 words so Ramez la Ekev. So put that together with Rav Sadia Gaon that Rashi brings in Parshas Mishpatim that all of Taryag is Nechal on the Aseres Hadibros. So Avram Avinu Kayim Kol Torah Kula he kept Kol Torah Kula Shenemar Ekev it's a remez to the 172 words in the Aseres Hadibros, which Nichlal in the 172 words of Aseres Hadibros is all of Taryag, and that's Avram Mamish, Kaim Kol HaTorah Kula, Lefi the Taz. Mamish Kol Torah Kula, because in Ekev is a remez to the Taryag Mitzvahs HaNichlalos be Aseres Hadibros. Avada needs a pshat, how Avram Avinu was Kaim Kol Torah Kula, there's certain mitzvahs he couldn't do, unless you say the pshat that Ayadei the Limud is, it was Ki'ilu Kaima. But whatever the pshat is, and Kol Torah Kula, that he was mekayim the mitzvahs which weren't shayach to him, whether it was Aydei Limud, or whatever it is, that's the remez, Kol Torah Kula, mamish, everything through Ekev, which has all Taryag in it, which has all Tanyag in the Kuf Ayin Beis Tevus in Aseres HaDibros. The other main, well, one of the main sugyas that you can have a massive matan with the Taz, regarding the Taz, is in Sanhedrin. The first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, is Ein Donin, Lois Hashavit, Velois Novi Hashekar, Velois Kohen Godo, Ela Alpi Bezin Shalshivim V'Echad. To Dan Hashavit, you need the Bezin Shalshivim V'Echad. Sigmaran, the Aftezvavim Beis. So in Rashi there says, Ein Donin, Lois Hashavit, Rubel Shalshivich of the Vozer Mazed. What does it mean? It means if Rov of a Shevet is over the Vozer Mazed, then you need Bezin Shalshivim V'Echad for their Chiyuv Misa. But Gemara first has a Shaka Bataria. What is Donin as a Shevet that we're talking about? High Shevet the Chota that has Vav and Beis. High Shevet the Chota the Mai. Ilem a Shevet Shechilos Hashabbos. Emor to Polak Malam Bin Chilim Ruben. In Vos Kachovim. Bishar Mitzvos Mi Polak. Ela Bishevet Shehudach. We're talking about an entire Shevet that went ahead and did the Vodah Zara. So Gemara asks Akasha. Le Meimro de Bedina de Rabim Dainina Lei. You want to tell me that they have a din of like Erni Dachas? So look at Rashi. Rashi di Bamaschel Le Meimro. About five lines from the bottom. The Memra, the Shevet Sholim Shehudach, Bedina de Rabim, Danielle, Kedina de Irne Dachas, the Mikri Merubim, Danielle Besayev, Sanhedrin Gedola. Irne Dachas is with Sanhedrin Gedola. And it's Nidon Besayev. Whereas a Yochid that does Avodah Zarah, Rashi, the previous Rashi brings, is Bechof Gimel, like the Pasuk says, Voseis, it's Ishahu, El Sharecha, Bezenship Sharecha, there's Chof Gimel, and it's Beskila, not Besayev. So Yachid that does Avodah Zarah is Bechav Gimel and is Beskila. Irni Dachas is Besayef and Besanhedrin Gedola. So if you want to tell me that the Mishnah when it says Donin has Shevet and Shevet Shehudach is referring to entire Shevet, that means that we're saying that entire Shevet has a din of Irni Dachas. The Gemara is not comfortable with that because the Gemara says, come on, Lo Kerbi Yoshayev, Lo Kerbi Yonasan, the Tanya. This would mean that the Mishnah is not like Kerbi Yoshayev, not like Kerbi Yonasan, the Tanya. Ad Kama Osen Irni Dachas. Rabbi Yoshaya holds that in Irni Dachas is a city from that's between anywhere between 10 and 100 people. If you listen to Omer, make Kuf Yad Rubo Shal Sheva, that less than 100 is not Irni Dachas. They're all Nidon Ki Yechida. But from 100 until Rubo Shal Sheva, that has a din of Irni Dachas. But you see, that's only until Rubo Shal Sheva. Bafil Rabbi Yonasan, Loka Omer Ela Rubo, Aval Kulo Lo. Rabbi Yonasan holds that the din of Irni Dachas stops at Rubel Shel Shevet. If you have more than Rubel Shel Shevet, meaning you have Kulo Shel Shevet that does a Vodah Zarah, then they would not have the din of Irni Dachas that's Nidon B'Sanhedrin Gedola, that's Nidon B'Sayef. They would be Nidon Ki Yechidim. They would be Nidon Ki Yechidim B'Chav Gimel and B'Skila. And that's the Rashi in the Bala. Me'asara V'yad Me'ya. Batzer Me'asara Lo Mikri Ir. V'tfei Me'ya Nafke Mitoras Ir. Rabbi Yoshaya holds more than 100 is not B'chal Ir. B'havu Lut Sibor. Anything more than 100, or anything more than Rubo, is not considered a ear, it's considered Tzibor. Ubit Tzibor, lo ksiv Sayef. There's no din of Sayef like any dachas for a Tzibor. Hilkoch kol echad udim bifnei atum b'skila. You have an entire Tzibor doing Avodah Zarah, so they're kol echad gets nidam bifnei atmo and b'skila, and there's you only need chav gimel and not inheriting gedola. So, the kasha is. And that lachor sticks the maskana. But the kasha is Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah, by Ein Donin Esar Shevet, said Rubel Shal Shevet Shavdu Vozar Mezet. If Rub the Shevet Vozar Mezet, that gets Shivim Viachas. But the Gemara just said, the fear of Yonason, that Iri Dachas stops at Rov. Avo Kulo Lo. Which means that lachora. The Gemara learned that when we're suggesting the Pshan the Mishnah of Donin the Shevet B'Shivim V'Achad, we're assuming that means Kol HaShevet. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Only in Rabbi Yonasan, Irni Dachas stops at Rubu. Avol Kulo Lo. If you have Kol HaShevet, B'Dan Avodah Zarah, the Gemara is not okay with saying that's the din of Donin the Shevet, because Kol Shevet is not B'Chlal Ir, it's B'Chlal Tzibor, and it would be Dan B'Yechidi. So how could Rashi the Mishnah say Rubel Shel Shevet of the Vozer B'Mezid? True, the halacha would be like Rabbi Yosef, the Shnei Dachas, but that's not the Shevet that we're talking about in the Mishnah. The Gemara is Matzchad Pshat. The Gemara assumes that Shevet is talking about Kol HaShevet, that does the Vodah Zarah. And they should not be Bechal Bezen Shal Shevet Me'achad, should be Bechal Gimel. The Gemara says, Nu Pshat Meshevet. So what's Rashi saying with Rubel Shal Shevet of Dovah Zer B'mezen? So Marshal and Marshal, see the Marshal, that Bez. Marshal says, Bekan Lo Dak. The Bein Lefiyah Makshin, Bein Lefiyah Maskana, Ayy Bechal Shevet. The whole Sugya assumes Shevet means Kol Shevet. So why did Rashi say we're talking about Rubel Shal Shevet? So Marshal's Me'ashev. So it's the second Marshal. The Rashi b'dibur maschil the ain donin lois hasheva rubo shel sheva cause of marshal lo dok the bein lefiyah makshin the bein lefiyah maskana ayri b'chol hasheva al kan l'shono the marshal the ani omer the Rashi vaday dok yofe v'chein pirish harav v'hodik amar amakshav al kulu lo. The Gemara asked that if you have kol hasheva they're not nidon b'shivim v'achas hainu rubo the rubo kekulo b'chol mako. The Gemara meant when it said kulo, itaka meant rove. V'hachik amar Rabbi Yochanan. V'hachik amar Rabbi Yochanan behedja. Ad rubo mashma, de merubo ve'eloch dino kekulo. When Rabbi Yochanan said his halacha of from meya ad rubo shel sheva is irni dachas, he didn't mean until 99.9%, but kulo shel sheva is not bechlal tibor. He meant ad velo ad bechlal, he meant ad rubo. If you have 49% of the sheva doing a vodah zarah, then it's bechlal irni dachas, but more than rov, but aval kulo, which means once you hit rov, is 50.1%. That is not bechlal irni dachas. So that's the way you read Rav Yonasan. It's not like we learned that loka amor ela rubo aval kulo lo, that he only says irni dachas exists at 99%. But to have the entire shevet, it's not bechlal irni dachas. Rather, you read Rav Yonasan like this: loka amor ela rubo. Until rubo, until 50%, that's when it has a din of irni dachas. Aval kulo, which means rov mamish, because rubo kekulo. Once you take a hit rov, then it's not bechal irni dachas. And the marshal says, v'chein pasak harambam, kerbi yonason, v'rubo kekulo, v'zal, v'yu amadichem imeya v'ad rubo shol shevet. Aval im hutchu rubo shol shevet, dan so kiyachidim. Halachal, ma'i see, 51%, it's taka, not bechal irni dachas. Rabbi Yonasan doesn't hold that rov is bechal irni dachas. Once you have 51%, it's kiyachidim. So mimelo, it's another raya for the Taz, that when the Gemara here says, aval kulo lo, the Gemara only meant rov. Irni dachas exists until rov. Aval kulo, dahaini rubo kekulo, that's 51%. That's bechal irni dachas. But we're not talking about kol kulo mamish. We're not talking about the entire sheva having to be done the avodah zarah. And that's Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah says, ain't done los sheva. Rubo shel sheva shavdu avodah zarah b'meiz. It gets shivim bi'achas. Because the ma'is l'fila maskana, what happens l'fila maskana is, we say, even though an entire sheva is nidon ki yechidim, they're only nidon ki yechidim l'inyan that they get skila not sayev. But l'maisa, it's b'shivim v'achas. So the Gemara's maskana is that donin es ha-shevet is taka b'shivim v'achas, this type of shevet, whatever shevet we're talking about, whatever the Gemara meant with kulo, and it's just choluk v'ri dachas l'inyan that they get skila not sayev. But they taka are nidon b'shivim v'achas. An entire shevet, shehutchu, is done b'shivim v'achas. So when but what is this kol shevet that we're talking about? So that's what the Marshal learned. This embrace of the Rambam, the entire shevet that we're talking about, that has a din of shevet shehutchu, that's b'shivim v'achas, that's referring to rov hashevet. Kulo here means rov. That's Rashi in the Mishnah, the ain don lo shevet rubo shel shevet shal duvo is amazing, because rov is taka, what the Gemara meant when it said val kulo lo. That's the shevet shehutchu in the Mishnah, and that's why they get, even though they get skila, it's nidon b'shivim v'achas. But the Margolis Yam has a aura, because when the Gemara says this pshat lamaskana on daf tesayin amud aleph, the Gemara says, "Iyata motzi kol shevet kulo l'shvatecha." You don't bring out the entire shevet to l'shvatecha. Rather, the din of kol shevet shehutchu is you don't bring him to a sign shel chof gimel, you bring him to a shevet v'achas. So lamaskana, anything less than an ear is b'chof gimel, an ear is b'ayin aleph. An entire sheva is ba'ayin Allah. So Gemara says, Joshua, you bring a yochid of the avodah zarah to sharecha shebe'ir, but you don't bring the entire sheva to the ear. Look at the lashon Gemara lamaskana. Iyat hamotzei kol hasheva kulo l'sharecha. So even if the Gemara shot that when the Gemara said al kulo lo, it meant only rove, But when the Gemara refers to it, Maskana, it says you don't bring out kol hasheva kulo l'sharecha. It's mashma kol hasheva kulo. That what sheva shahuduch are we talking about? The entire shevet kol hasheva kulo l'sharecha. That's what Gaon Yam says here. Sheva chidushay heir mitaz should be nichvul kol kulo mashma kulo mamish v'lo rubo lefisa yuksha mikan l'rashi liel b'mishna shakasa rubo shal shevet. And here it says kol kulo. And he brings many times where the Gemara uses the lashon of kol kulo, like we brought earlier from the Birkei Yosef of Dorish kol yom kulo, that tak only means rov. So the lashon of kol kulo only means rov. So Margolis Yam suggesting that tak and Marashah is correct, and Rashi and the Mishnah is correct, that you only need rov shevet shahutchu to be b'shivim v'achas. I, the Gemara says kol shevet kulo l'shvatecha. Doesn't mean you need the entire Shevet Shahutchu. It just means we find such a time that Shas uses this Lashon. And really, Margolis Yam is referring to the Birkei Yosef that we said before. There's no Ha'or the Taz from Don Kol Yom Kulo. It's Lashon Haflaga. It's Lashon Guzma. Kol Shevet Kulo. But the Iker Nakuda is that when the Gemara says Lashon of Kulo, it only meant Rov, and that's Rashi in the Mishnah of Rov Shevet Shahutchu. We don't have time to get to it now, but there's a Chubas Maria Asad and Simon Sadi Hei and Orachayim, where he brings other Ramazan for the Taz. He brings from the Pasuk of Kikola Eila Kulam Kedoshim. He brings from the Gemara Nehoryos Lamaskano that you see that Goy Kulo means rove. There's also the Nachal Eshko. He also dons from the Gemara Nehoryos. And there's a Mitzvah Ace on the Dharm Lamed Alpha Mabez. The Mishnah there says that if you take a Neder from Arelim, not only a goy which doesn't have milas bechal, even a goy which does have milas bechal. Goy mahol is bechal orel. Lachen lehefech, a yisrael that's an orel is bechal mahol. And the mission brings the pasuk for it. Kol hagoyim, ki kol hagoyim arel, ki kol hagoyim arelim. Kol hagoyim arelim. After isbil molim. I have to see inside the pasuk says a double lashon or not. But it's based on here. Kikol goyim arelim. Yeah, of course, it's only one lashon. Kol goyim marelim. So he has a kasha. Since rubo kikulo, it says kol ela kulam. It says kikol hagoyim marelim. Mechet hesi that afilu goyim that are mahul or bichlal arelim. Maybe the pasuk of kol hagoyim arelim means that an orel mamish is bichlal orel, but a goy that's mahul is not bichlal shame orel. You take a neder from an orel. Maybe goy. How can the mission know in this pasuk that a goy mahul is bichlal orel? Maybe say rubu kekulo that kol goyim arelim only means rov goyim. Which rov are we referring to? The arelim. But a mahul is not bichlal. It's not bichlal orel. And he brings another kasha. He's not. He doesn't say the Taz before, but he's referring to the Taz that Gemara in Arachin. Mishagolu shevet Reuven v'gad v'chetzi shevet Menashe butlu yovlos shenemar v'krasim dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveha bizman shechol yoshveha aleha v'lo bizman shegolu miktsasam. So he says, what's the raya that you need even Reuven v'gad v'chetzi shevet Menashe to be gole for yovlos to stop? Maybe you only need rov, since the pasuk says chol yoshveha, we'll say rubo kekulo. Maybe you only need rov and rov yoshveha to leave. And even though Reuven v'gad v'chetzi shevet Menashe were not hoglu, so maybe still yovlos will be batel even if you only have rov. We're crossing the drawbar to chol yoshveha. I'm sorry, take it back. It's the opposite. Even if mikzas were gole, we say yovel is batel. Mishagol shev ruvim v'gav chetzi shev menashe batlu yovel. Even by mikzas. So he asks, how do you know that you need kol yoshveha, that you need everyone to be ba'aretz? Maybe you only need rov yoshveha. And after some of the shvatim leave, after ruvim v'gav chetzi shev menashe leave, maybe yovel still exists because you still have kol yoshveha, the hainu rov. And he has other ha'aros also. And Lamaskana, he goes now with us. He says, without the lashon of kol, you would assume rov. Stam pasuk is mashma rov. And kol, come to tell me, kol mamish. And he has the machalik between different gemaras. How yes, how no? But he says that's pshan. That's the pshan of mishnah in the darim. That kol goyim marelim will tell you mamish every goy. That's not rov. It's telling you every goy mamish. You need every goy. Even a goy mahul is bechlal orel. So that's the way the mitzvah eson goes. I'm sure there are many more rayas for and against the Taz. And you have to know when is Lashon Haflogo, when is Taka Araya, if there's a chiluk between Lashon Torah, Lashon Pasuk, Lashon Gemara. Okay.